Turn your tax refund into a new garage door at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Increase your home's value with a new Ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Redstone. I'm on a grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Championships are the theme of the week. This week, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, U.S. Open Championship. We've got the Canadian Grand Prix later in the week in Montreal. But tonight, it's Major League Baseball night. We're going to have to lay it down on the diamond, although we will be breaking down a U.S. Open. Dubsy will step up and in. And as you can see, I've got my golf shirt on. And the raging redhead Cam Stewart is back at that camp back. And I don't know if you noticed that, Cam. You noticed that psycho dude that was drinking beer with the beard and stuff at the Canadian Open. He had this shirt. I was like, that's my shirt.
The guy the Jason like, Kolkrak collection.
That guy, yeah, it's my shirt. Yeah, it's the same nice looking shirt.
Those guys they took it up a notch at the Canadian Open game. It got scary for a while. Like, do you remember when Phil went too and they parted the sea? Like, you see all the drunks sitting there double fisting the Sleemans. I was like, oh boy, things are going to get ugly here. But they got voted rowdiest fans. Who needs the Phoenix Waste Management? Just come to the Canadian Open. Bunch of pissed.
They gave Phoenix a run for their money.
They did. Big time. That's the thing. And they weren't even setting it up like that, right? Like, the Phoenix, the thing is, you know Phoenix, Gabe. It's like, you want to get drunk and rowdy? This is your event. The Canadian Open, they didn't say that. They're just like, come down to the Canadian Open. The thing is, they should do the Canadian Open.
Exactly. If they're smart, they need to embrace this because the players love it.
Yes.
And they need to embrace it as, you know what? We need to be the Canadian crazy beer like party.
Yep.
Like, this needs to be like, we need to raise it up a notch and encourage people to have fun. Except I saw one clip of a dude with Rory and JT. Some dude just walked onto the course. They're like, hey, they're about to shoot. Some dude just walked in front of their line, bro, like on Thursday. That's why you saw they had a ton of cops. They had like, I never seen anything like it at the end. They had like cops really protecting to stop people from walking on to the course. But, you know, it's a nice setup going into the U.S. Open, gives the PGA some momentum. You know, the PGA is feeling it right now with this LIV stuff. And Monahan actually went to the Canadian Open and he goes on the air with Jim Nance and speaks passionately. And now they got the U.S. Open coming up this week. So Dubsy will break it down. And Rory's the favorite actually coming off the Canadian Open win. Canada's the place to be. You've got it was the Canadian Open and now it's the Canadian Grand Prix. And I should say Boston is the place to be later in the week because you got the U.S. Open and the NBA Finals. But the NBA Finals will be over on Thursday night. So they'll have the golf tournament to soften the blow after the Warriors win on Thursday in Boston, as Steve Kerr said they will last night. I don't know if you saw him tell the team after the game. He said, great job tonight, guys. He goes, we're going to win this thing Thursday night. We're going to finish them off on Thursday in Boston. Wasn't a guarantee to the media. Wasn't smack talk. He just said, great job, guys. Now we finish them off on Thursday, and we will.
Yeah,
and I
like
buy
your comment, too, about Wiggins. Wiggins has been on fire, Marenzi, and there's been more smack talking. I'm not sure if you saw the clip from the Montreal Alouettes coaching staff saying they're not just going to beat Toronto on Thursday, that they're going to annihilate them and embarrass them. That guy was pretty confident. We'll see what happens.
That's the owner, the new owner of the Alouettes.
Yeah, very cocky.
His exact words were, we're going to kill Toronto on Thursday.
Yes.
Shout out to AM Radio affiliates. I'm Gabriel Renzi. We're kicking it with the Rage Reddit. Cam Stewart. A lot of stuff going on. So we got the NBA Finals off until Thursday. If you tuned into the program last night, like I know most of you did, we gave you winners. Nothing but winners last night. Golden State Warriors, we told you. Boston Celtics were 7-0 straight up and against the spread coming off a loss. But I've got to copyright this line, Kim. Every trend comes to an end, my friend. That's the line I came up with. Every trend comes to an end, my friend. It's like every lock has a key. Every trend comes to an end. We'll see what Donnie Wrightside has to say. The Philadelphia Phillies, their trend came to an end. They were rolling, man, with Rob Thompson. But they're still rolling right now. They've only lost one game since the managerial change. So we'll get into the baseball. We'll take a little look at the Stanley Cup finals, which they dropped the puck tomorrow. Looking forward to an epic series. As I stated, we got F1 later in the week from Montreal, the Canadian Grand Prix, and the U.S. Open. Pretty big week of sports, Kim.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You're right. These things could be over. Stanley Cup starting. NBA could be over on Thursday, but it's going to be I'm fired up for everything. You said it, Marantz. This is some of the best time of the year. We got basketball winding down, major in golf, and Stanley Cup finals. Yeah, I'm jacked.
You know, though, if you think about it, Kim, hockey starts before the NBA.
I know.
And here they
hockey
are right
needs
now.
To change. You're still right.
And they're like, still playing. Bro, it's mid-June. We haven't even started the damn series. I went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year on like July 5th or something.
I know.
I remember it was ridiculous. I couldn't wear my jersey, Cam. I was like, God, this is hot. I put the jersey on in the arena. Like outside, I had to just hold it. And I say, if it's too hot to wear a hockey jersey, we shouldn't be playing hockey. All right? But
I agree.
Dude, yeah, something's got to be done, bro. Like we can't start in October, bro, and end in July anymore. Like this is it's too much. It's too much.
I agree.
Like, you've got to do something about this. Got to do something about this.
Is May good? Like,
yes.
Can we get May? May's perfect. Like, I wanted it to be gone in the end of April, but I think we can find a happy medium in May and get this thing wrapped up. It should not be, but they shouldn't even be playing in June.
Yeah, but they play every two days. I don't know what they can do. There's all these seven-game series and stuff. Like, it's too competitive.
They got to spread it out. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Start earlier.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gable Morenzi, kicking it with a Ranger Redhead. Cam Stewart is back today. Dave Sharapan will join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. A little bit later on, we've got Dubsy stepping up and in. I don't know where Dubsy is. I noticed he's been playing a lot of golf lately. I don't know if he's in Vegas or if he's in L.A. or where he is, but he will be with us later. Donnie Wrightside steps up and in right now. Donnie, always a pleasure. Good to see you. A lot of stuff to break down. How you doing tonight, Donnie?
Nice to be here on a Tuesday. Maybe Dubsy's on the LIV Golf Tour right now, I think. Maybe caddying out there, big money.
Well, he said he'd sell out in a second, like we already told him. He'd sell out in a second.
10% of $4 million. That's pretty good.
That's nice.
Like, if this network loses anybody to the Saudi Tour, it's Dubsy number one.
Dubsy.
And I've got Cam number two. Cam's got a price as well. Cam as well. So listen, there's a story last night from the NBA finals on a lighter note here. So there's a dude in San Francisco and in the Bay Area. He's had fun with this. He's gone to the games for years. And he takes pictures of people. He looks a lot like Klay Thompson. So, like, but in on the street and stuff, he has like TikTok videos and people stop him. They think he's Klay. He signs autographs. He tells them after, I'm not Klay and all this. But last night, he raised it up a notch. Last night, he went to the game and he raised it up a notch. He put the hoodie on and he walked past five security and team personnel and started taking pregame shots before the game. He lasted 10 minutes on the court of shooting the ball. He's now banned for life. So he's a season ticket holder. He's banned for life. He claims, Donnie, that the $10,000, he goes, I lost $10,000 in my season tickets and I'm banned for life, but it's worth it. I shot the ball on the court before the NBA as an NBA player, the NBA Finals. I personally do not think it's worth it to lose your season tickets and get banned for life and not get refunded by the team that you love so much just to step on the court and take a couple of shots. That's what they have Fan Appreciation Day for, bro. But he had some fun with it. I don't know if you guys can zoom in here and blow it up a little bit more. So you'll see he does look like him with the hoodie on and everything. And he has, I guess the thing is, he has fooled people in the arena before, but he never actually went on the court before and started taking shots before a finals game. So here he is. Here's an image of me when I walked past five layers of security and I had a 10-minute shoot around this morning. What do you think, Donnie? Does he deserve to be banned for life?
No, no. And here's the issue that I have with this. Now, he takes the shots. We understand. Season ticket holder, well-known around there. You reprimand him from going and say, hey, look, don't do this again. But also, isn't it up to the real Klay Thompson to step in and say, now, guys, that's a little bit harsh. Take a picture with the guy. Unbelievable PR you would get with that, with kudos and a bump, and then you're going to just ban this guy for life. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with this at all. None.
Too harsh, Cam, to ban a guy for life?
Way too harsh. He already lost 10K. And the guy's going out there. And no offense, I know these security guards aren't paid to think, but you got to think he's a little chunkier than Klay. And you already know the guys around the arena. Like, you just come on, guys. Like, really? Like,
and he's not 6'6 either.
That's
where did he come from? He's a
stand.
Like, I'm pretty sure he didn't walk through the actual locker room. Like, hey, why is this guy coming down from the
He had courtside seats. So, yeah, he was sitting courtside. He must have slid into the bathroom, put the shorts on.
That's so good. He deserves respect for pulling this off, in my opinion. You should be rewarded.
I'm with you as well. I tell him, bro, you're not allowed coming to game seven if there's a game seven. We'll see you next year. Don't do this again.
Exactly.
Or even, not even. I wouldn't even ban him for this. I just tell him, don't do this again. Like, don't, like, you know what I'm going to say? Listen. Well, people are now wondering if the security guards got fired now. Like, people are like, yeah, good for you. Did you cost security guys their job? Right? So I don't know. Like, I'm with you guys. I wouldn't even, I would tell you.
He didn't take a jumper during the game. I mean, come on. Like, it is. He didn't actually check.
He went earlier in the day. He didn't hurt anybody. He's known in the area. He's got a YouTube video. He's got a wife. He's like a big warrior.
And he's a fan of the team.
He didn't go in there and steal.
You said it, Brett. He's the opposite of creepy fan who jumps on the court and that guy could have a weapon or something. Like, everybody knows. It's just for fun. Like, so let's loosen up a bit. Jeez. Anyway,
he's getting ripped hard online. People are like, you're a moron. You just lost your season tickets. You stupid idiot just to shoot a basketball. But they don't see the thrill. He goes, hey, it was a thrill of a lifetime. That's what he said. He goes, it's worth it.
You said it, Morenci. Like, who gets to say they actually did a pregame shoot around before, game five of the NBA Finals? I don't know. I think he brings up good points.
There was a guy years ago. This is from years ago, man. It was Larry Bird was still playing and stuff. It was the NBA All-Star game. Same thing, man. Some dude, man, like put on like a Rocket jersey and like, or a Celtic jersey and like jumped off like like the stands into the tunnel and ran out type thing with the players. He lasted a few minutes. He lasted until the team photo. It's like one of the funniest things ever. Like, buddy got on the court. He's shooting. It's like Larry Bird looks over at him. And NBA All-Stars are starting to realize, who the F's this guy, man? Like, who's this short white guy? The short white guy tossing bricks in the warm-up before. You saw the video after that. He actually just took off his jacket, had a uniform on, and jumped on the court with them. It's too good. Yeah, in the old days, you get a good laugh about that stuff. Nowadays, it's dangerous. All right, Donnie. So what do you think about tomorrow's game going back to going back to Boston? I think Golden State are going to finish him off.
I mean, if that's the way it would look for me, because if you're saying, okay, everybody's going to be back in Boston, and quite frankly, I think I will end up backing Boston, but just bucking the trend there. If you won a game by 10 points where Steph Curry didn't make a single three, what happens when he goes back to being Mr. Steph Curry and drops 7 or 8 three-point shots? Look, I think I'm going to end up taking Boston to be wrong, but the last two games, game three I was right, game four I was wrong, game five I was wrong, maybe game six I'll be righty with Boston, but I don't know. It's a tough one for me to try to dissect right now. I would lean Boston at home, and quite frankly, as a fan, would love to see a game seven on Sunday night.
I wanted to bring up, too, actually. I like how you said, you know you're going to be wrong. It's like I said last week. Yeah. I'm betting the Edmonton Oilers with the enthusiasm of paying a bill.
That was the best line. I am betting the Oilers like I am paying a bill.
No return.
Exactly. Man. There was no return. It's like, hey, here's your 150. Boom. Here's your 150. I was going to say, though, Cam. We should have got the picture up. I was going to say, though, Kev, I think, Donnie, you could pull it off, bro. You could pull it off yourself. Philip Rivers.
I could.
Philip Rivers, Kev.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You put the Charger gear on.
Yeah, where is it?
Go to a Charger game, hang out before. Yep. Maybe throw on
Bring like five, six kids with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring all the kids. Yeah.
Like nine strollers.
He's coming up. Hey, Philip. Yep. Philip, can I get an autograph? Can I get a picture? Sure. Yeah. There was a guy in Toronto, too, when the Raptors won. He was a dead ringer for Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
Except he didn't try to – people knew it wasn't Kawhi Leonard, but he cashed in pretty good, man. That's he got the good. Uniform and stuff out, but he really looked like him. He got the uniform out. He charged people $5 a selfie. It wasn't.
That was you on the streets with the uniform, like Kawhi would actually be walking.
He went to the parade. He went to the parade and he'd go to big games and stuff, and he'd take pictures with people outside, and people knew it wasn't Kawhi. They'd still give him the $5, but he charged $5. Like, he was hustling. He was like selling like T-shirts and stuff too. He was like a hustler. It looked just like Kawhi. Hey, I got no problem with these guys, man. You got to make a buck. You got to do. You got to do what you got to do. What about you, Cam, tomorrow? You going to go back to the well with Boston and be wrong, or are you going to take Golden State and be right?
It's funny you mentioned that, Marantz. Yeah, no, you go, we all hit Golden State last night. I was on the under, but I had Boston. I'm not going to lie to you. We had some company over last night, and it was just, I could tell, like, it was weird. He wasn't that enthusiastic for Boston. I think he had money on Golden State and just didn't tell me because he's smarter than me. But I'm going back to the well with Boston. I think we get a 7-game series. But like Donnie, who knows? We'll see. The under was good, Gabe, but I don't know. I think we could see game 7. I think Boston, they got to get their head out of their asses, though. This is unbelievable. That was just a brutal performance.
We'll see if the extender Scott Foster's the ref tomorrow. He probably will be.
Yes, I hope so.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Marantz, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio, and Television Networks. Dubsy will join us a little bit later on. We'll get into the U.S. Open. We've got Dave Sharapan from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Reggie Redick Cam Stewart alongside Donnie Wrightside with us right now. All right, Donnie, any closing thoughts on the NBA Finals before we move on to the baseball card?
No, looking for a game 7 is my only option. And, of course, win some money on Thursday, which, Cam, I agree. I'll be on the Celtics, so let's ride it out.
We're just suckers, Donnie. Suckers for punishment.
Oh, we'll see. I'm taking the Golden State Warriors on the money line.
Plus money.
Plus 140. Going to close them out.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I mean? It's like a faucet. You can't turn this off right now.
The drip?
Like you said. Yeah, like it's too much. They've lost 2 in a row right now. They're the better team, yet they can't beat them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine the frustration. Like you said, guys, Thompson hit 5 3-point shots. Besides him, the other 4 Golden State Warrior players were 0 for 19 for 3 last night. Steph Curry was 0 for 9. Wiggins was 0 for 6. They were a combined 0 for 15. The Boston Celtics took more than double the amount of free throws the Warriors did last night. Boston took 31 free throws. Golden State took 15. Golden State shot 22% from 3, and Golden State got out-rebounded and still won by double digits.
Unreal.
Like, if you're like Boston, they can't figure it out. Like, if they're like a fighter, guys, they're good in the early rounds, man. And then as the fight goes on, they just start falling apart. Like, they don't deal well with pressure. They turn the ball over too much. And I think now it's being really, really highlighted. They don't have a point guard. They don't have anybody to slow it down. They don't have anybody to say calm down. They don't have anybody to set anybody up. Everything's just so reactionary. They're all emotional. I think they're done. But, hey, I've been wrong before, yeah. Another 18 turnovers last night. Because it's ironic. Their hashtag is all about 18. I don't think they meant turnovers. I think they meant banners. Yeah. It's ironic, eh? All about, I saw that last night, all about 18. I'm like, 18 turnovers? Yeah. All about 18. So current number, minus 166. Boston Celtics, plus 140. Total, 210. Let's get into the baseball right now. Let's make sure I go in the rotation as far as FanDuel is concerned. No, I didn't ask for promos.
There we go.
Or casino. I thought I clicked on baseball. Yeah. I hate that.
I didn't ask for promo.
Is there anything worse,
casino?
Too, when you get sucked into the casino part? It's so hard to get out, too. It's
I almost want something like that. I want to get shocked. Like, when I go, like, honestly, that's something. Like, I know when I've had a couple drinks and I see the old casino, I'm like, get me the hell out of here. Like, I almost want them to lock me out. Like, don't let me in.
Yeah. Self-exclusion list. Listen,
it's a dangerous
real slick
place.
Too, eh? Dude, they have the casino right above the NBA right now.
Of course they do. That's
like,
NBA
so the
most
active, most active sports. Like, oh, just so, oh, just if you just miss by an inch there, Cam, you end up in the casino instead of the NBA. Oh,
I end up in the casino
next,
just missing.
It's not next to curling or cycling or at the bottom with the something. It's like, I noticed that during the NFL season, it's like casino, NFL. They're always right beside each other.
Yeah,
right. You accidentally happens to me a couple of times a week where I end up in a casino by accident.
Yeah, that's
all right. Here's Philip Rivers and Donnie.
There you go. Yeah,
there it is. Yeah,
let's go. All right,
amazing.
That's some great. Yeah. Good job, right, guys. Good stuff.
All right, sure.
All right, so what do you got for us, Donnie, tonight? Some baseball. What are you looking at tonight?
You got some right off the bat here, 7:05, Atlanta and Washington. If you want to put them in a parlay piece, talking about the Braves, I think they went handily with their 13th in a row. But I did like the Braves team total in this game. Typically, I stay away from guys making their major league debut. But a lot of the times earlier in the season, guys making their major league debut are very good pitchers moving up through the system where you say, okay, he's ready to be a major leaguer. That's not the case here with the Nationals. They're basically saying, our better pitchers in the minor leagues, we don't want to get the clock started. Let's throw this guy in tonight, which is Tetralt, I'm going to assume. But I looked at his minor league numbers. Not very good in AA or AAA. He's going to get pounded tonight, and I think the Atlanta Braves get 5 or more runs tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, the Atlanta Braves did lose Ozzie Albies, right, to the broken foot, which is unfortunate for them. But they're smoking hot, gunning for their 13th consecutive win right now. Nationals 2-5 in their last 7. And Max Fried, Cam, Max Fried. Hotter than a Nashville chicken sandwich right now. Atlanta.
No,
8-2
no Soto
last 10
either.
Starts.
Yeah. No Soto. Huge. Huge.
Dude, last night I didn't understand the number. Me and Sharapan talked about it. I'm like, how are the Braves minus 146?
No, it was crazy. Like,
it went up to 154. It was almost one of those, you know, is it a trap? Or are we walking into it? Cam, what are you doing with this game?
Atlanta, exactly what Donnie said. I'm going to lay the 1.5 on the road. I know it's a little bit juicy, and I'm parlaying them. I see Atlanta winning this game by 3+ runs. I don't know how long this pitcher for Washington's going to go. I guess the one benefit is they probably haven't seen him, but you said it, Gabe. Freed's been unhittable without Soto in that lineup. I'm not scared of the Nationals. It seems like the Braves are going to get it done. So I know it's a hefty price at minus 280, but it's a parlay piece, or it's -1.5. Atlanta, baby.
Got to ride the hot hand, and they're as hot as it gets right now. Yep. All right, so how about the Rays and the Yankees? Speaking of hot hands, man, the Yankees are unbelievable. They're 44-16, 11-1 in their last 12 games. But the Tampa Bay Rays, we all know about what the Rays do to the Yankees, and especially in the Bronx. The Tampa Bay Rays are 13-5 in their last 18 games in New York. Gerrit Cole, in his last start, even though the Yankees ended up winning the game 10-7, Gerrit Cole became the first pitcher in New York Yankee history to give up home runs to the first 3 batters of the game. 3 consecutive home runs. We talk about if you're going to get to Cole, you get him early, and he does give up those home runs early. Donnie, are you riding the hot team in the Yankees or the hot trend in the history in the Rays?
Yeah, you probably, I mean, Gerrit Cole should be able to pick up a win tonight. No surprise, he's minus 230 tonight. But both of these pitchers, actually, if you take a look at the totality of 2022, overall have been pretty good, at least on their analytic numbers. XFIP minus of a 68 here for Gerrit Cole, 100 is the baseline. So anything below that is very good. He's at a 68. If you take a look at Kluber, that's at a 94. 7.5. Look, it's hard to bet a Yankees under, especially when you have good weather and how hot they are. But I still got to say, it does lend me to an under, like a Rays baseball game. 4-2 final either way. I would lean under. Under the 7.5, even if it sounds crazy.
I like where you're going with the crazy. I got no problem with crazy, but yeah. I don't think it's crazy to take the Tampa Bay Rays cam at +190 here.
You're reading my mind, Gabe. This is our underdog.
Like, how do you leave
our pooch of the night? Exactly. How do you not take the +1.5? Yankees play sometimes, they play close games, and we sprinkle on the +190 on FanDuel, too. Kluber can get, hey, these guys, this is a good situation, too. And Donnie and Gabe, you know. Cole gives up runs early. So if you want to buy back on the Yankees at a price, say the Rays get like a 1-2 lead in this game and you could come back. I think the Tampa Bay Rays offer value tonight. Give me the big underdog, Morenci, +1.5 and +190. Let's go Rays.
One underdog that I will not be on tonight are the Baltimore Orioles. So the Toronto Blue Jays, man, these guys are dominant against Baltimore. They were 14-5 last year in the 19. Me and Sherpan went over the numbers. I went over the numbers last night. I even remember off the top of my head. They are now 89-40 in the last 129 games in Toronto. Like they it's like a 70% clip that they're relentless against these guys. Smashed them last night, and Vizine Vince and the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart and Blue Jays Nation are going to be happy to know 17% of the remaining games are against the Baltimore Orioles this year.
Fantastic.
It's the benefit that the Orioles, you never played them, Cam. That's insane. Yep. 17% of the Blue Jays schedule is against just Baltimore. Like, they're still in the division race right now. It's like minus 225 here tonight. And here's an incredible stat. I don't know if you guys saw this one. Like father, like son. How about this? Vladimir Guerrero Sr. His first 403 Major League Baseball games had 87 home runs.
Yeah.
And an OBP of 363. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 403 Major League Baseball games, 87 home runs, OBP, 363. That's exact same.
How's that even possible? That's nuts. Like, jeez. That's like lottery numbers. Like, what are the odds? Not even
like
1%
the
odds.
Exact same.
Yes. Yeah.
You're blowing my mind. Like, that's insanity. No, honestly, like, you know, Matt, like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
That the exact same games, exact same everything, and both categories the same? Come on.
It reminded me of this. This is another thing that it was like, just, I cannot believe this one. In 1998, Gary Trent Sr. was traded from the Blazers to the Raptors 41 games into his third NBA season. 23 years later, Gary Trent Jr. gets traded from the Portland Trailblazers to the Toronto Raptors. 41 games into his third NBA season.
That's crazy.
It's almost like it's planned. Want to do it on this day?
Yep. Like, that's like, I don't even know.
Wow.
They even had the same average, like, per point. They were like 11 points. Like, dude, like, it
easy
was
easy
like,
paperwork. Just pull it out of the file. Boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The last wild one was, remember when the Braves got smashed in game 5 of that playoff game to the Cardinals and they were down like 10-0 after the first inning? That was 2 years, 8 months, and 3 days to the day that they blew the 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. Mm. Numbers are weird sometimes. Give us a dinger, Donnie. What's a dinger?
JD Martinez goes deep, +295 up in Boston tonight. Yard work.
All right, there it is. Didn't hesitate. Swinging for the fences.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. And Cam, if you think about it too, So the Vladimir Guerrero stuff's insane. Like the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and senior stuff. I don't know if you saw the gift that I did today on the show. I don't know if we can play it, actually. I'll send you guys. You see the gift. It's their swing at the same spot at Olympic Stadium. They swing the same. The ball landed in the same seat, bro. No, I'm telling you. Yes. I don't know if you remember, the Blue Jays won an exhibition game at Olympic Stadium a couple of years ago.
I do.
Guerrero hit a home run. It landed in the exact spot that his father hit a home run and won a game. Like, literally the same, boom. It landed like, it was like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. So you get their numbers, and then we just talked about that Gary Trent stuff. It's both Toronto. Both Toronto teams.
I know.
The Blue Jays involved in this weird thing, and telling you, Toronto's a weird city. That's why the Leafs haven't won. It always comes full circle back to the Leafs.
You're right. Yeah, you bring up good points. There's like weird
a lot of ghosts and hospitals and mental institutions that bad things happened in. I know Toronto. It's a dark town.
It's a very kind of like, it's hot and cold, and there's a lot of cold. Like you talk about it when it comes to
So I'm not
to
surprised
stuff.
There's all these weird anomalies and coincidences.
Bad True. Yep.
Bad chi. Over Maple Leaf Gardens. Got to move back. Yeah. Or maybe not. All right. Anyways. Wow. That's some crazy. We'll show that to Sharapan. We'll show that to Sharapan a little bit later on. You know, everything blows his mind. This is really going to blow his mind.
No, that's a good point. Like little things blows mind. This, he'll just be
He's like what?
Come on. It's real. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So listen, tonight.
It's parlay night.
For the rest of the week. It's a parlay night, but tonight is the last night. It's sort of, this is the quietest night of the week. Because tomorrow night, you got Stanley Cup Finals. Thursday night, we've got the NBA Finals. And we also have CFL football back on Thursday. And just for the record, I already got my bet in on this. I told you guys the other night immediately, as soon as I saw there was a 2.5 on Sunday night. And I said, that's crazy. I said, the Argos are going to mess the Alouettes up. And I was on the Alouettes last week, but it's a bad spot for the Alouettes. And I don't buy into this. I know some people will sell, well, the Alouettes played a game and the Argos didn't. No, I don't care. Like, if anything, it's worse for the Alouettes. They got beat up. They had a bunch of guys injured in that game. They lost stand back. They got to fly to Calgary, go back to Montreal, now go to Toronto. The trip to Toronto is not the killer, but the thing is, the Argos are. The Argos are stocked. Bethel Thompson, Brandon Banks, Andrew Harris. They got a ton of stud wide receivers. They got a nasty defense. Like the spread keeps going up. And just for the record, too, quickly, we'll get back to the baseball. But there's a new owner of the Alouettes. And I don't know why he would say this. Like, he's never been a sports owner before. So it's like, bro, don't say things like this. So he did like a press conference today. How's the state of the team? And things are great. And how are you going to bounce back after losing? He goes, these guys are practicing hard right now as we speak, and I expect us to kill Toronto on Thursday. We're going to kill them. And I'm thinking, bro. Like, no, you're not going to kill them. I'm an Alouette fan. I think the Argos are the play. And, dude, you don't think they're going to see that? Like, they're going to say, dude, their owner just said they're going to kill us. Like, we're going to kill you now for this.
You're right.
I think they're going to think that the Argos are the play. Argos. That's on Thursday.
That's the best. Way to give the bulletin board material. Like, you can say orders. I think we're going to beat him. Like, kill. Like, the guy's throwing out the K word. Like, it's like, okay, buddy. I get it. Thanks. You're right. That's not a good decision.
I expect that we'll kill Toronto on Thursday. That's what he said. Bro, I don't know if you realize this. Toronto are better than you, all right? So I wouldn't be, talking about killing anybody right now. All right, well, we'll get back. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the – I was so happy the CFL was back. It was funny, Cam. I tweeted out on Saturday night. I said, I've been to Super Bowls, National Championship games, NBA Finals, and Stanley Cups. I said, nothing beats a CFL season opener. I'm enjoying myself, and the best is my boy Darius Butler. Response to me, he goes, that's a lie. He's got a gif. he goes, no way, man. He kids tells me, and I got into it. He goes, there's no way going to a CFL game is better than going to the Super Bowl, the national championship game, And I told him, it's cool. I said, it's a great time. So it's a big beer fest, but couldn't really get into it with the guy because he actually played in the NFL and stuff, right?
It's true.
Because I told him the CFL is good, and he goes, no, it isn't. Like, he responded back to me. I'm like, I know exactly what I'm going to convert him. He's coming on later in the week. I'm going to convert him. He refused.
Here's another thing.
I told him. I said, bro, don't criticize it. Watch it. I said, you got to watch it. He goes, I'm not watching it.
Like, the bottom line is we've been to those games where we've lost paychecks, excessive months, rent, mortgages, and you made a killing that night too. It makes that feeling a little bit better when you got like a 40-point lead going into the half. Like, O'Rourke's the player of the week. You talk about like all the BC Lions, player of the week, player of the week, player of the week. They absolutely took Edmonton and like took them out to the woodshed. That was an absolute drubbing, an embarrassment. Like, they murdered them. Murdered them. That's called getting killed.
It was hard to keep up with all the scoring, to be honest. Like, it was basically like it was just constant. It was so much. I lost track. It was 42-6. I didn't, you know what I mean? I looked up. I'm like, God, it's 42-6. I've been here like 10 minutes only. But it felt good because we were all over BC. We went real big, too. I went so big, in fact, I still have plays that are tied in.
Nice.
I have a $385 parlay with the Buffalo Bandits.
They're in the finals.
And dude. Well, they're in the finals, but it's down to one game now.
Yeah.
It's down to one game. It's a best of two or three. They lost the other night in Colorado. Colorado, man. You got the Colorado Avalanche in the Stanley
Mammoth
Cup. And the Colorado, they're the lacrosse team's in the finals, too. And we all know, man, about Buffalo. The game's in Buffalo Saturday night. Like, let's say this.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I get it. You talked about Toronto.
I'm worried.
Bad chi. Nah, but Buffalo, the Bandits have won a couple times. It's different. I think
not
you can separate
like
lacrosse
or
from the
like
Sabres. But they still have. It's better you take a look at the Leafs and all this other stuff. They have championships. I didn't think it would come down
to the elimination game, Cam. I'm a little worried.
I thought
they would win in two. So now, in other words, I have a team from Buffalo and a championship game for like a $750 return, and I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, they'll be all right. I think they're going to get it done, actually.
So do I. This is the Bandits' year and the Bills' year.
It's kind of funny. The Colorado lacrosse team, so they're the Mammoth, who's basically a Sasquatch Avalanche. Like, it's all tied into, like, snow beasts and stuff. Hey, anyway. I like Buffalo, Gabe. They're a good squad. They'll get it done. And trust me, they're going to win at home. They'll find a way.
I'll give credit to our boy Degenerate Dean in the chat. He said that the Stanley Cup Finals are brought to you by the Weather Network, the Lightning and the Avalanche.
Yeah, good call. Yeah,
it's not bad. He said, sorry for the dad joke, and I said, no, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. All right, Degenerate Dean's good. His jokes are fine.
It's not
I
bad.
I like them.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
I like it. Made me laugh.
All right, so baseball coming up here. It took me like 5 minutes to get back out of the casino.
That was the best. Casino.
Yeah, I got into promos and casino. I went from promos. I was like, no, because I know some of these things, man, it doesn't get out fast once you get in there. So I was like, no. And then somehow I ended up in a casino, and it took me, I had to restart, and blah, blah, blah. Here I am right now. All right, Atlanta Braves. Yeah, so parlay night tonight, Cam. The question is, I guess Braves, Blue Jays?
Yeah, I've already got one with the Cardinals, Blue Jays, so part one's taken care of. I like the Braves, Blue Jays. Renzi, I'm doing basically a round-robin parlay, all two gamers with the Mets and the Basset Hound for Matt and the crew. I like them against Milwaukee tonight, and it's only 166, so these are going to be good plus-money parlays. Atlanta and the Blue Jays, and I also like the Tampa Bay Rays plus 1.5, and my dog, I'm going to take a shot with the Rays against the Yankees at plus 190.
Haiti are playing Guyana in soccer right now.
Well, you got an opinion?
1-0. 1-0 for the Haitians. Well, I don't know. Yeah, the first thing, we were just talking about bad luck and stuff. I was thinking of Haiti and Guyana. Dear God.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, you know, nothing good can happen between teams.
No, nothing can happen. That's
just too, like, you know what I think?
Wow, French Guyana is minus 275 live against Belize. Haiti's up on Guyana. You're right. A lot of interesting. Oh, boy. Canadian Premier Soccer, Atletico Ottawa versus York United. Oh, geez, this could get real stupid.
Yeah, I don't want to get shot by any Italian, but your soccer team sucks, Ross.
I don't need
you guys. Yeah. You're an embarrassment. 5-1 to the Germans today. Last week, you lose to Argentina. You didn't even make the World Cup. You didn't even make the World Cup.
I know.
Wales made the World Cup, and Italy can't. Now you lose 5-1 to the Germans.
Hey, Wales is awesome. Go Wales.
You know, Cam, that Wales were full of facts today. You know, Wales, Cam, the last time they were in the World Cup, it was so long ago that Pele scored his first ever World Cup goal against Wales.
That's
yeah.
wicked.
That's yeah, awesome. 1958. That's the last time Wales is in the World Cup. Pele scored his first ever World Cup goal.
How impressive is it, though, Marenzi? You know Wales. Look at the population of Wales. The fact that they made the World Cup, that's like a story in itself. It's kind of falling under the radar. Like, these guys, what are they known for? Like, a couple golfers? Wales, maybe a rugby team? Like, what is like Wales as a nation? It's not very big. They're not very big at all. You look at the UK, Wales. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Under the radar.
They've got some good soccer players. All right, so I'm gonna parlay. I got mad just looking at my account, dude. I lost $300 on that parlay because of Italy today. I didn't take Italy. I had an in-game under 4.5. 4.5.
You can look at the beverage half full.
Five goals. Five BC's, goals they gave up.
Hey, that BC made your account very big. It was the extender. So, you know, sometimes it's the reducer, and you got more things piled on with it. So it'll be fine.
But I don't want to be the giver. I want to be the taker. So
I understand. yeah, we all want to take.
Blue Jays and Braves. There's the first parlay up.
Jays lost Ryu for the season, though. That's not going to help the cause. They better go out and get another pitcher. He's done.
So Dodgers are looking for another pitcher too. There's going to be a market for that.
You are correct.
But the Blue Jays, like the Dodgers, do have a lot of talent to deal, right? Blue Jays have a ton of talent in their farm system. They're stacked. They can figure something out. All right, so I'm going with the parlay to Braves and the Braves Jays. What about the Phillies and the Marlins?
I lean Marlins, but I'm not betting them tonight. They were actually hot for a while, Gabe. They had 5 of 6. Houston beat them the last game. They've been playing a lot better. Rodgers actually was decent in his last start. I'm going to let this one go. I have a lean to the Marlins, but I'm not going to force the issue. I've got too many parlays going, so I'm going to pass on that game.
I like the Red Sox tonight, but they're big favorites.
You know what? I put them in the round-robin parlays too. Thank you. Pavetta and the Red Sox. Forgot about them. So Red Sox, Braves, Jays, and Mets. We'll rotate those and... Yeah, and Tampa's a dog, +1.5, +190. Those are my plays.
I think I'll look at the Red Sox Dodgers later. I don't have a problem with the Blue Jays on the run line either at -115, but I'm comfortable with the parlay, and I will take a shot here with the Tampa Bay Rays at +190.
Yeah, good price.
So I got a plus money parlay, and I got a plus money pick here. Two early picks. If we hit one of them, hey, we move on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Renzi. All right, we are on the clock. 7 o'clock baseball, early baseball action. As we discussed earlier, if you weren't with us, the Tampa Bay Rays have won 13 of the last 18 times they've been in the Bronx. They're 13-5 in their last 18 trips to New York. You've got Gerrit Cole on the hill, who in his last start gave up 3 consecutive home runs. First Yankee pitcher in the history of the franchise ever to do that. Hard to pass up the Rays. You can take them on the run line, but I'll just sprinkle a little bit on the money line at a nice big fat +190. And we will parlay the red-hot scorching Atlanta Braves, who have won 12 in a row, with the red-hot Toronto Blue Jays, who are 14-4 in their last 18 games. Who do you got, Kim?
Love it. I'm doing the same round-robin parlay. I'm going to do the Red Sox, Blue Jays, Atlanta Braves, and the Mets. So all two-game parlays in a round robin, and I'm with you. I think the Rays offer great value tonight. +190 and +1.5 with basic juice, man. I think they can beat the Yankees. So maybe we should do that first run in the first inning, too, with Cole here. But I really like the Rays tonight as a big dog. Good price.
How about this one, too? Dodgers Red Sox parlays, plus 117. It's not bad. Yeah, I like that. I like this one. We're going to get in on this. I tell you, out of all those picks, and I wish you the best of luck, but the one, there's always that one. Maybe the Brew Crew tonight. Could be wrong. Just keep waiting for the Mets to stumble a little bit, you know?
I don't know. I got to keep on riding those guys. I like Bassett. He's good. He's a good pitcher.
5-5 in the last 10 games. They were on the road, but now they're back home. I'm just saying. Milwaukee were cold.
Hauser? Milhouse? Hauser? Is that who's pitching for these guys?
Yeah, Hauser.
Yeah, I like the Mets. The parlays, but their parlays are good because they're only $1.60. So Gabe, we're getting a nice take back with these 2-game parlays. I don't mind taking the Mets in a parlay. I'm not going to lay the juice.
All right, we'll have more picks on the other side. Dave Sharapan's going to join us. We'll get to the Stanley Cup Finals a little bit. We'll check back in with the NBA Finals. Get some odds updates. We got CFL football and a ton of baseball coming up later on tonight.